As concerns about the outbreak of swine flu in the United States and Mexico continue to grow, Christopher Conover reports on our state's level of preparedness for an epidemic.
In 2006, then-Governor Janet Napolitano signed a memorandum with her Sonoran counterpart that dealt with pandemics. Just days after that deal was inked, she explained to us why the memorandum was so important.
If pandemic occurs, it's not going to be restricted to Sonora or Arizona or Mexico in the United States. It's going to be much broader than that. And so early exchange of public health information, discussing now before pandemic occurs, credentialing of people for both sides of the border to be able to provide health care, those sorts of things, how we keep the ports open, you know, if you have a huge absenteeism rate caused by pandemic. So we've got that ball rolling. And some of my folks were back with Secretary Leavitt in Washington, D.C. a couple of days ago, and he said this is the model he wants to use for all the border states.
Moving back to the present day, the provisions of that memorandum are now in effect. Dr. William Neubauer is the chair of the Arizona-Mexico Commission's Health Services Committee. He says the memorandum is unique in the United States.
Arizona and Sonora are the only two contiguous states, the two border states, which share a common border, that are involved in something such as the Arizona-Mexico Commission. This is unique. Texas, New Mexico, California have not developed similar commissions to look at these types of problems.
Dr. Neubauer says the memorandum acts as an early warning system for Arizona and Sonora.
These protocols are predominantly informational, and what they do is to facilitate information between the states. Both Sonora and Arizona have their own protocols for management of the epidemic process, and it allows you simply to get those into action sooner.
Arizona health officials are dealing with cases of swine flu, and Governor Jan Brewer says the state is ready if the number of cases increases.
We are concerned, and we have a plan, so we have people going out into the community and making assessments, reaching out through the county health departments, through the county hospitals, educating people, working very closely with the school districts to make everybody aware of what the symptoms are, and if there are symptoms, what it is that you're supposed to do. We have a stockpile of antiviral serum, and we certainly have accepted the other that has been dedicated towards all the states and that have been affected.
As the state continues to monitor the flu, health officials say if you feel like you're getting sick, go to the doctor and stay away from healthy people so you don't spread the virus. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.